Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. August 23rd, 2016. My friend Selena suggested the color orange. There's a song that my mother used to listen to when I was a kid, a Leonard Cohen song called Suzanne, though she only ever listened to covers recorded by people like Joan Baez and Judy Collins. I never much cared for the song. It's kind of monotonous and makes me feel like maybe you can only appreciate it if you're kind of stoned, but there's a line in it that goes, "And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China," and that line has always kind of captivated me. To this day, the color orange is tied to both the fruit and tea for me, and I really like the combination of both together. I've always been nocturnal, and when I was in high school, I loved to be the last one awake in the house every night. I would wait until everyone else was asleep, and then I would creep down to the kitchen and brew a pot of tea. Nothing special, just whatever was around. Sometimes plain old Lipton, sometimes something more exotic. Nowadays, I'm as picky about tea as I am about coffee, but then I took what I could get. I would take the tea to the table with a cup and milk and sugar, because I did that then, and a few oranges, and I would sip tea and read books and eat oranges late into the night. Or, if I wasn't in the mood to read, I would fill notebooks with stories. The paper would eventually start smelling like orange, and I don't still own the notebooks, so I have no idea what happened to them all. But I have this sort of fond image of some child someday finding them and going, "Hey, I can write this stuff too." Or maybe they've just become worm fodder. Whatever. I like the way even the blackest of black teas, once brewed, is a deep orange, amber, brown color, shifting between hues in a cup, especially if you put it in like a glass mug so the light filters through it. I love glass mugs. I love the way tangerines are almost fizzy when you bite into them. The way their juice bursts onto your tongue always makes me smile. Oranges are my go-to fruit in winter. I use navel oranges for most things, but we also buy those easy-peel clementines, the ones that are marketed as being for children. We don't have kids. Well, we have dogs that we treat like kids, but they don't particularly like oranges. Anyway, we eat those like candy. I could talk more about orange. I could talk about the color and what and how it... I could talk more about orange. I could talk about the way the Golden Gate Bridge, which is painted international orange, has the same color as all of the traffic lights in La Paz because they buy them used from California. I could talk about the perfect sunset or Nat King Cole singing Orange Colored Sky or how orange is a punch of color when you include it in a bouquet or vase of flowers. But I think I'll stick with the fruit, except for one thing. My new hairstylist has me hooked on Kevin Murphy's hair care lines. It's not cheap, but it's really good. And I have really fine hair, but I have a lot of it. So I have to wash my hair almost every day in summer. And this line of shampoo has a kind called Angel Wash and Angel Rinse that are designed for super fine hair that comes in large amounts so that you can wash it every day without it getting heavy or gross. And I can actually condition it every day, which is even better because I swim most days. But I'm bringing this up not because I'm trying to push a hair care line, because everyone should use what makes them happy, but because it smells like orange creamsicle. So now my hair smells like orange creamsicle all the time, and it makes me grin. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melis, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.